Blind Cool Tech, April 27, 2006.
Blind Cool Tech, where fun.
Well, I wanted to play with podcast stuff, okay?
Technology, the world is anytime
there.
And blindness.
Ah, oh, God! Who put that wall there?
And all comes together.
Hey, y'all, how you doing? I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. Today I want to talk about hybrid cars, radio, and a couple other things. I hope you'll join us on our walk into work this morning. I'm out here on the back patio enjoying a cup of coffee on a very brisk morning. I'd say it's probably in the mid-40s. Listen to the pretty sounds. There's somebody just started their car up across the alley over there, but all right, little buddy. Yeah, you are out here. Okay. Finish this coffee off. Should get a jacket, but then I'd have to carry it home. So maybe I'll make it okay. You ready, little buddy? Putting Jake's harness on. First I put his harness over his head, and I hook his leash. Just lay it over his back, and I reach under and buckle his harness. And we're ready to go, humpy guy. All right. I don't think we're forgetting anything. Oh yeah, I was gonna tell you, there's a... Do you hear it? There's a cardinal's nest in this bush. Well, he's not... He makes just a... He and she both. Just make a cheep, cheep. I don't hear it now. Cardinal, of course, is the mascot for University of Kentucky. I'm sorry. Louisville. Whoa. University of Kentucky, of course, is the Wildcats. But it's been kind of interesting because we've had a cardinal coming in the backyard, and they make the most interesting sound. I actually never really noticed this before. And he or she has been hanging around quite a bit. And coincidentally, I noticed that as you walk up the driveway, there's a retaining wall to the right. And by the time you get to the house, it's... Oh, pretty high, well above thigh high. Well, there's 6 steps there from the driveway to the main level, to the sidewalk before you get to the front porch. And if you go up those steps, good boy, little buddy, You are such a good doggy. There's a bush on the left there. That's it, little buddy. So, if you're standing right at the garage door, there's this area that's from the steps to the garage is about 6-8 feet maybe. And it's up high. It's about, almost, not quite chest high. And there's this large bush there. That's it, little buddy. You know what? I'm going to move this trash can out of the sidewalk. It's been here since Tuesday. Oh my goodness, I'm going to leave that trash can alone. Ooh, it stinks too. That thing must weigh 400 pounds. Well, that might be a slight exaggeration. But anyway, I kept noticing sometimes I'd lean up against that wall if we're out there talking or whatever. And a bird would fly out of this bush. It happened 2 or 3 times. Well, I didn't realize at that time that it was this cardinal. Well, last night we discovered that there's a nest there, and a male and a female. And this nest is really, if I'm standing in the driveway, it's only about, if I reach up a couple feet. So it doesn't seem like it's that protected, but it is in the middle of a big bush. And you know, it took us that long to find it. But anyway, Shelly and Joe went up on the, up by the front steps and looked into the bush, and there's 3 little birds in there. 3 little chicks, little cardinals. So, hey, we really are the Louisville Cardinals. Big fans. Now, the funny part of this story is that Joe's mom and dad were big UK fans. Went to school at UK. So they called cardinals turd birds, of all things. So now they've got Marley calling this beautiful cardinal a turd bird. Oh, what are you gonna do? Man, I forgot my phone. And that's what I was going to talk to you next about, but we'll talk about it anyway. I have not been listening to any radio lately. I mean, the good podcasts, nor TV for that matter. The podcasts and other things have really been a little more interesting to me. So I was having a conversation with Rob at work the other day about, I should have listened to the weather. I got wet this morning, but somehow I come up, that's the only reason he tunes in the morning radio anymore, because there's nothing else on there worth listening to. And he and I both are like, hey, are both saying, I hate to wait for the weather, get my alarm set so I can get in right at the weather and all this. And that's true. I don't even care about the weather enough to do that. I would love to have the information, but I'm not willing to put up with all the crap to get it. So could you imagine having that kind of content delivered to you so that maybe it was one button away? instead of either trying to find it on your computer or having to go somewhere or listen to a radio. Well, that's why I wanted to show you my phone this morning. The other day, Joe mentioned to me that he had the temperature on his phone somehow got connected to the Weather Channel. And one of the things, so I looked at my phone, I had done this before, but I was trying to make it easier to get to. One of the things T-Mobile offers, T-Mobile being one of the cell phone providers here in the U.S. and I believe in Europe as well, they offer this thing for $4.95 a month called T-Zones, where you can access the net. I'm not sure how much of it you really get. I thought I would use it for news, but it's too cumbersome to read news with. It's not T-Zone's fault, really. It's more just the phone and the speech interface and so forth. But one thing I have used it for is checking movies, movie times, reviews, just what's playing. We've got a theater. Oh, I guess you wouldn't really... It's not in the Crescent Hill neighborhood. It's in the Highlands neighborhood, which is just a couple miles over. So it's just like a 5-minute drive. And it's a small theater. And it's really convenient just to be able to pop onto my bookmarks and hit theater listings. You can customize them to add more theaters in your area or whatever. Well, anyway, to make a long story even longer, good boy, little buddy. Hey, I don't know what you're looking at. One of the things is weather. And I think initially, first time I accessed it, you had to put your zip code in. But anyway, I rearranged my icons on the phone. In fact, I think I'm going to assign services to Softkey 2. And I wish I could assign directly a bookmark to that, so I could just press one key and you would get to current weather. It takes 4 or 5 seconds to get connected, but that's not so bad. The main thing, like right now, what I have to do is I put services right below clock on my menu. So I hit the menu key, down arrow once, select for services. And then if you've used the weather lately, it's one of the top things. It's like the second one down in the services menu for your bookmarks and so forth. But one of the things I was trying yesterday was just to press end while I'm on that page, and then when you hit services, it just goes to that page. But it was an old cached copy of it, and it was more trouble to hit reload than it was to just go straight to it. So anyway, you've got current weather conditions, and then there's a link at the bottom of it for a 5-day forecast. I believe I'm going to try that technique for a little bit. Hey, did you guys hear that? Cheep, 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 over there to the right. That might have been a cardinal. I gotta capture one for you now. Now, one of the other things I would love to do is to be able to get this morning's Courier Journal, like say for the walk-in, or if I were on a bus, the commute-in. And you can actually do that now. through Bookshare.org. You know, I have not actually even checked to make sure that they're getting today's paper. I'll do that today. I know for a while. Good boy, little buddy. Crossing over Bailey Avenue. Nice quiet morning out this morning. That's it, little buddy. When they first started this out, it was yesterday's paper, which is okay for yesterday, but the point of this is you can get many papers and many periodicals now with this new NFB Newsline / Bookshare partnership. For those of you that are not familiar, Bookshare.org is, you know, we're going to have to do another show about Bookshare. Good boy. It's a website where blind and print handicapped people can download electronic versions of a lot of material, a lot of books. And one of the new partnerships, one of the new initiatives that they've embarked upon is to make available, well, I was just looking yesterday, it's over 100 periodicals. So there's the New Yorker, USA Today might be in there, I'm not sure, I don't remember. But you can go on, log on to Bookshare in the morning, grab that and throw it on your book port. Now, what really needs to happen though, is it needs to appear on your book port or your reading device without you having to go down there and spend the time to grab it. Somehow it seemed like it was more enjoyable to walk out to the front sidewalk and grab the paper and come back on in than it is to go to bookshare.org. I don't know why is that. Maybe if you kept... Hey, good, yeah. Okay, hybrid cars. Had some good comments from little chat we had the other day about these electric / combustion engine hybrid vehicles that are becoming increasingly more popular. These, in general, you know, on your average price vehicles, I don't know if I mentioned, they're a little more expensive than the traditional combustion engine versions of those vehicles. Average, I think I read, was around $3,000 more, $3,000 or $4,000. Of course, if you're talking about a, you know, $70,000 whatever, I'm sure it's more than that. But the material I've read indicates that at least at current gas prices, they don't pay for themselves in the gas savings over the life of the vehicle. Now, yeah, gas goes much above $3 a gallon. That's equation is going to, that variable in that equation is going to change it quite a bit. So, as these things become more popular, our concerns need to be focused a little more directly on this issue. And the issue is that when these vehicles are not running their combustion engines, in other words, they're running just on electricity, electric motor, they're undetectable. Now, you know, we've actually, as I was thinking about this, we've got that problem right now with bicycles. except I think the number of cars is going to be far larger than bicycles, at least here in the U.S. I know that week we spent in Amsterdam a few years ago, bicycles far, far outnumbered vehicles and pedestrians. So, that's a very similar situation. I felt very uncomfortable, walking across the street or making a move, because it was hard to detect these bikes. Now, they'll ding their bell at you usually if they see that you're going to walk in front of them. But I hate to think that that's what our solution would be for these hybrid vehicles, especially given our propensity to not pay attention to our driving, especially while we're on a cell phone or something. So, Christopher Sims from down in Australia wrote me an email this morning. Well, I guess it's this afternoon for him. About a couple of ideas he had for dealing with this, and one of them was to, he gave the analogy that, hold on just a sec, let's make sure we can go. We good? Yeah. Good talk. That there was a law there in Australia where vehicles, when they went into reverse, they had to emit a sound. And we have that same law here in the United States. In fact, I think it's becoming, well, I don't know the details of it, but you see it even on smaller vehicles now. In fact, I heard one the other day that I hope is not a new trend. Actually, instead of a beep, it was a cell phone kind of sound and ring. Still in that same pattern, but wow, a little too loud. And that's, that's the problem. What kind of sound would you put? I presume you would, the most desirable thing would be to have a sound emitted as the vehicle moves under electric power only. Now, that immediately brings up, this whole thing of noise pollution. In fact, if you've ever been through the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, that they're not even allowed to beep their little golf carts in there, because they've come to the conclusion that all this noise upon all this noise actually just keeps escalating. And the more beeps you have and the more prevalent they are, the less attention the people in the terminal pay to those things. So it's not uncommon to hear a guy on a golf cart, or whatever they call those carts where they haul people around, those electric carts, he'll be telling people, move to your right, the cart coming through, So Rob and I were joking around the other day, thinking, we could put little cards like we used to do on our bicycles, where you'd take a clothespin and put it on the fork of the wheel and have a, pin a card to it so that the spokes would hit the card as you turn the wheel. We have something based along those lines. I don't know what the answer is. Another idea that Chris had, which was a good one, but has some implications, is to have these vehicles where there was some kind of cooperation in the circuitry and the communication between the lights and the vehicles, where they would actually not move on electric power through a stop signal when the light was red in their direction. Now, I don't know what you'd do and, you know, how people would feel about that in terms of emergencies where they had to run a red light, or if they needed to make a right turn on red. Maybe it's just as simple as, you know, if the electric is disabled, then it just uses the combustion engine. It would be kind of an interesting experience, though, to be standing there at the corner and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a car starts. I don't think that's really the issue, though. I mean, I'm more worried about just walking out in front of one, either in a parking lot or crossing a street like this, you know, on a non-controlled intersection. Or, for that matter, on a controlled one, too. I don't know about you, but I don't trust those lights enough that I won't pay attention to the cars, and I definitely want to be able to hear the cars that are coming to make sure they are stopping. Interesting thing I was telling you as I was researching these hybrids and what kind of action has already been taken. NFB is actually fairly active in this, and there's a lady heading this up, and man, I am going to blow her name. I want to say it's Barbara, but I'm probably wrong. She wrote a piece that was pretty interesting. A friend of hers had bought one of these hybrids, and he was going to demonstrate it. So she hears him. She's outside in the front yard, and she hears him shut his door and waits and waits. And then she hears the door shut again. She's saying, well, are you going to do it? And he goes, well, I just drove to the end of the block and back. So that's pretty scary. And it's a very serious situation. So what the answer is, I don't know. I would love to hear more comments from you all. And of course, like I had mentioned last time, if you do have an opportunity to make some recordings that can demonstrate, you know, what in a real environment what these things do sound like, that would be fantastic. Good boy. What a good doggy. Finally this morning, I'd like to talk to you about the Blind Cool Tech listserv. Whoa, what a can of worms. Neil sent out a podcast yesterday about a conversation he and I had, and he covered the facts very accurately. I just have a few more comments I'd like to add to that, and especially to an email that came on the list, the old list, yesterday, in which, let me back up and say that apparently that podcast Neil did stirred up our little pest. And someone wrote an email, said, Larry, I can't believe you can't control this. I'm going to quit the list. I don't have time for this. Well, you know what? I don't either. I'm sorry. Running a list can be a pretty easy thing if you don't have someone trying to attack you. As you all know who are on the list, that's a pretty high volume traffic area, so locking it down to being a moderated list would involve a lot of work. And what I mean by moderated is that if you send a message to the list, it actually goes to a moderator first, and he reads it, and if it's okay, then he approves it, then it appears on the list. So somebody's got to go through every one of these, which, first of all, goes against my grain, and gives me a migraine too. As someone who values the principles on which democracy is based, I am very much for free and open speech, even if I don't agree with your idea. Now, the problem is, when you have a policy of free and open speech, it's also, some of that speech can be things you don't want to hear, or just annoyances, like just streams of cuss words or whatever. And you know, it's kind of pathetic. I think we actually could leave this list open, unmoderated, if people would just delete those messages and go on. But the number of people on this list and new people joining it every day, you know, they don't know what's going on. And of course it's offensive to you if you're a new computer user and, you know, you're going over here to get some stimulating conversation and all you see is bathroom talk. So, as Neil said, this guy in this message says, well, I'm going to quit the list. Well, you may not have to. Maybe the list is going to quit you first. I really don't have time for all this either. I mean, I suppose we could get several volunteers to help moderate, to help approve messages, and eventually this little pest will go away. But, I don't know if it's worth it. Good boy, little buddy. I know, speaking of crossing that street and listening for traffic, you know, it would be tough. Like, I've almost been hit by bicycles a couple times. So it's important that a bike or any kind of silent moving vehicle have some kind of warning system for pedestrians, but I don't know if I want to rely on the fact that that driver is going to see me. You know, it's a little more, a person on a bike seems at least to be paying a little more attention, is a little closer to the elements than someone ensconced in the cocoon of the cab of a nice silent vehicle, you know, jamming out on their MP3 player or whatever. See, there's a bike just past me right there, going from my back to my front out in the street. And all I heard was the sprocket. Anyway, back to the list. You know, the fact is, one of the other messages on the list was, can't believe you hadn't done anything about this. Well, what's to do? Who cares about it? Such an insignificant little pest. You know, I mean, that's his problem. Nobody cares about him. And he's too small fry for anybody to even bother with. He's just a pain in the butt. Like a mosquito, you know? And unfortunately, with a mosquito, we have to take some inconveniences to avoid being pestered by him. And I guess moderation is A moderated list is one of those types of inconveniences that we may have to put up with. Another one, which was I thought a fairly good suggestion, was a forum-based type bulletin board system. The only problem with that is you would have to get an account with that system. And, you know, we all don't want another account. But the good part is, you know, if you did have a username and password, and logged on and wrote your messages, people would know they were from you, and you couldn't send 500 or 600 of them at a time or whatever. So in short, I do recommend, if you're a new computer user, hold off on this list for a little while till we can, you know, like Neil said, so we can research the possibilities. And the sad fact is, like we've mentioned on this show several times, when you have the need for increased security and increased protection, it adds to the inconvenience of both you as the user and the people that are trying to manage whatever it is, the list or the service or whatever. But, you know, that's the facts of life. We'll try to make it as easy as possible for any of you. One of the things I noticed, in fact, was it's called X something pass. But anyway, the idea is that if you include this password in your message, they can go through the list unmoderated. Do any of you that are familiar with listservs, and Cartus in particular, know more about that? I do have the documentation. I haven't found that yet. The docs are pretty poor, and they're the first to admit it with this software. Well, that is going to do it for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. I hope you enjoyed the walk. I certainly did. It's the oddest thing. I really feel like I'm talking with you. So you all have a great one. Oh yeah, this afternoon, neat show. Barbara Hinman is going to join me on the walk home. And I don't know what we're going to talk about yet. I'm hoping I can persuade her to sing. She says she can sing like Karen Carpenter. But you might not want to do that out on the street. All right, y'all have a great one, and we will see you this afternoon. Good boy, little buddy.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.